What's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush? So the Chemda Shloimeh said that the machlokes is the Rishitosam, that the Rambam holds Takva Kohen, Emotimo Samiyado. Therefore, I'm not lo yaks there. He's allowed to keep it. And the Rush holds Takva Kohen, Emotimiyado. So therefore, if you're not Dal, doesn't do anything. Said Sarachian, why does the Ravid? The Ravid goes ahead and passes like the Rambam, the Takva Kohen, Emotimo Samiyado. And yet over here, the Ravid argues with the Rambam, and he holds that even if it's not Tao, it's probably Yemunach, I assume. I think that's what he held. I'm not sure. Either Yemunach or Yachris. I don't remember. Anyone remember what the Ravid held? Okay, I don't remember. Okay. Anyway, so we looked up so the Gra. The Gra said, so that's we did the Gra already. The Gra said, Afita lo yido, v'im nato. So this Gra, we decided was where? Was in Reish Samach?
Yes.
Reish Samach Sif Zion. So again, the Gra says, v'im nato, eno chai v'hachris. And either of the cases are case. Is in so at least the Gra is learning that you're allowed to keep it, right? I personally would not have said that that's mukhruch. I would have thought that he's saying like the or zeruah, but you can't keep it. And it's the yemunach. But that's not the way the Gra interprets it. Like that's pretty clearly. Right. In the says the Gra. The figure not came died of suffix. So that's he's applying it even that suffix, not suffix of Aveda. The iron round in the Dorim, sign of an out, the rest of the Indian halacha. The iron ill, okay, etc. Kimin the little if shot. V'sham sifches. Okay. Can't read the rest. Okay, all kinds of marmikimes. Okay, so we wanted to look at the Ran and the Dara. That's what we were up to. So what happened here in the Dara? So we have in the boy. The Gemara has in a boy, Yeshia, let's look at the Gemara.
Yeshia, let's talk.
Yes, this is the top of the page. Yeshia, let's talk, and Yad, let's talk. Now, the Yad is a Lashon, it's a half a Lashon. So if a person, Hechidam, Irendam, or Hadin, Zuzi, stock of Hadinami, who's stock of Atmi, that's real stock, Gandamar of Hadin, Gandamar Nami, Mai. Adin Nami stock of Kamar Dilma, Adin Lenafkusa Biyama Kamaris. And it's not a Mukhluk Lashon, but it's apparently the way I believe they explain the Sugya of Yad is that it's still probability. And therefore, otherwise, it wouldn't have a din of a Yad. It's not a suffix. It's a, the it's a Hilkus Birer, we assume you meant stocker. But since it's not 100%, so it only has the din of a yad. Okay. What's the suffix? Me and me came to Ikisha Karbanas, except if he has his talk. My Karbanas, Yeshem Yad, I'll talk Yeshem Yad. I'll do it up. Then I'll talk with Ikisha. Okay. That's all we need to know. So we have a suffix if yesh yad is taka. And the Gemara also has a boy by some other things, right? Okay. Before then, a boy by like a chicken payah, yesh yad. Okay. So the Taifas, the Ran says, so we had a suffix of yesh yad the kedushin or ain yad kedushin. That was those who learned the Birkat Shmuel in Kedushin. It's a very big sugya because he wants to learn out from here that there's a hilchus, a din lashon by Kedushin. I think that's the Birkat Shmuel wanted to prove in this Gemara, because we're talking about where the guy's made that he meant in the Shem Kedushin, and she meant the Shem Kedushin. It's Yadayim Mochichas. Yesh Yad, at least according to many people, it's Yadayim Mochichas. So if it's Yadayim Mochichas, so if there's no Chiyuv Lashon, so who needs whether it's a Yad or not a Yad? So I think the Birkat Shmuel, I'm not sure what the Birkat, but at least wanted to bring proof from here that Kedushin has a halacha, you need a din dibur, not just a mice and a sina, a rayat mekudesh, giving money, but the dibur is part of the mice of Kedushin. So that's sukin b'yis inyan as a din dibur. But okay, anyway, the inyan halacha, the Kedushin akdin l'chumra, the yesh yad. Sorry. The kimin the boy in the ifshita. Okay, so the Kedushin is Pashin, it's an Isser. Since it's an Isser, we go to Chumra. With Peyos, Taka, Kosa, Farash, Banami, Tazin, Chumra, Kivin, the Sok, Bateko. In other words, it's an Isser. There's an Isser. You don't give, you're over on an Isser Nether. So therefore, the Rashba says, we go to Chumra. Ken kosa Ramban zal bil chosav. The boy in the stock of Ifshah Bahedja, the slug in the Eshah stock of Kanami, the Koteko disir to Chumra. Okay, so we go to Chumra. Umay the Kamar zal, the slug in the Eshah stock of. Hayin mishum damin, in Tim Sinamar, Yeshah stock of. Okay, in other words, he says that I must have misread this. What if he can't go around by the chosav? I misread it. I apologize. I have to go back. He can't go around by the chosav. The boy in the stock, if you saw the hedge, stop. It wasn't passing the hedge. The sugya, the yeshad is staka. But the mashmos of the sugya is a yeshad is staka. That's period. The kaiman anami, the call take of the sura the chumra. So the Ramban is saying two things. First of all, the Gemara's mashmos is that we pask in yeshad is staka. And two, it's a call take of the sura the chumra. So the Ran says, "My the Kamar the Sug and the Eshad is Taka." This and he says that the Sug is Mashma Yeshad is Taka. Hayne Mishum the Kamar and Timsiloimar Yeshad is Taka. Is that Efshir on Derech Rambam Chaposu Chomakom Him Timsiloimar? Okay, so the first half of the Ramban makes sense because he's following the Rambam Shita. That we pass in like the Imtim Selaimar. Okay. Alamai, the comments Kamen and Amikol take of the Surah the Chumra. That we say that we pass in because the Chumra, the nearest is Kim Kamkin is a Rajba. Timani alay. Why? What's the Timani? Shre Sugim of Furesh is even so parak as the Ruben Echayim. Shisabik Maman and the Im. Hareu Sabik Maman. That's me and Ada Kula. The Nitva. In other words, the Ramban and the Rashba are assuming that Safek Staka has a din of Safek Isser. And the Ran says that I see from Chudin that it has a din of Safek Mamin. Arayu Safek Mamin, Dazina Beta Kuda Nenitva. Me the Machin and Hossam and Masnisen, the Gershon is Geyer, Bahoyelo Para Nishchetas. In other words, the Shaila is the Ger was Megayer, and then it already had an animal that shafted. So, what's the din apparently with Mount Niskahuna. It's an on Savik Mamin Potter. Alma Sveika Nakula. So we see we go Savik Nakula. Raminu Khurina Madim Shtoka Kama. That over there, there's a suffix that the ants might have gathered the wheat, which is the peah, I believe. And there we're going apparently to Chumra. Basically, Shinui, Hokka Par, because it's Ptura Kaima. But the Kama, because it's Kiev Kaima. So Alma, time is because it's Kiev Kaima. Right now, I have no idea what this rai is because the Gemara says both halves. The Gemara says parabecheskas durekaima. They could have made the diak both ways, so I have to see that. What in the world is this diak?
Why isn't the pashas in the first step right? Every time they have a suffix in mamon, right? So there is such a thing called an iser of gezela, which is an iser, right? I mean, unless we separate.
And let me just finish. Let me finish the bema. Was almost the end of the piece. The mizah savik mana ani and avay savik yisura lama leinu shnuy hafi. The Gemara should have answered that. They should have just said it's a savik iser. Oi, the hosanami. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, yes. What did you want? I just wanted to read the end of
it. The first step was that when we talked about this before in Shmaitzes and stuff like that, but when we have a suffix on Gezel, there's always an Isser involved also. That's the first Isser of Gezel. Is that called an Isser? The lava of Lusigzel or whatever it is.
For whatever reason, it's not considered in it. We don't say suffix derais in the Chumrah.
Okay. Now, what about the Chiv of Tevel? So we have a Chiv of Tevel. Somebody has to give Meiser Ani. So that's certainly an iser to keep money, right? We see a lot of we don't know. It's a suffix. He keeps it out. These kind of things. But there's such a thing called an iser involved. And all whenever it comes to tzedakah mammon, many times they're giving the money because it's the halacha meiser ani. Not necessarily is
a guy wants to donate. There's no fear. There's not a fear of giving the money.
And meiser ani there is.
But we're not talking meiser ani.
That's tzedakah. That's tzedakah. No,
I mean
that's
food. Suffolk Mammon Aniyim.
Right. My surroundings, Suffolk Mammon Aniyim.
I have to look up to do the case over there.
Tzedakah doesn't have to be for old Dafka Aniyim. I mean, people give money to yeshivas, I'm saying.
I don't know if they call that tzedakah. You know, we call that today tzedakah, but I don't know.
Okay.
Over there, it's like a chikram peya.
Yeah, Suffolk Mammon Aniyim. All right. All right. So I think Mahavani Minakula Nitsa. Yeah. So, yes. Chuein Amadim. Chuein Amadim.
Mission over there.
Yes. So the Ran. So it's very interesting. The Ran is bringing a raya. This whole Ran is discussing the shine of the Ran is the Ramban said that we say Safik Deraisa the Chumra. And the Ran is saying that no, we don't, because it's we say Safik Isser, it's Safik Mamin. And Safik Mamin, we go to Kula.
Most of the Chaver Lavarai, the Gemara says.
Right, okay. And he's bringing a Raya. Now we have to figure out what the Ran's Raya is. I'm not so sure. What is Raya? Because it says, okay, but what does this have to do with our Gra? Before we look up that Gemara and Chulin, what does the Gra want from this Ran? Gra wants from this Ran, the Fika Chlo Yito, Kain Daito, the Chol Safik. The ayin beram the nedarim, the zayin amelav.
Not so pashut.
Wait. One second. Slow. What is l'chayra? L'chayra, this ran has nothing to do with the gra, right? In other words, the way we understand it, let's figure out, we understand it is that the again, what's the shaila? What's the machlokes between the Rambam? So it's not like he's not learning like the Gra is a chayra arguing at the Chemda Shleimo. No, the Chemda Shleimo learned that the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush, revolved around Takfa Koim Motsiim O Eim Motsiim. That means that, but the Gra, obviously the Ran's not proving Takfa Koim anything about Takfa Koim. The Ran, the Machlokes, the Ran and the Rajba is not in Hilchis Takfa Koim. I'm sorry, I mean, for some reason I got something in my throat, which I didn't have before I started. I'm trouble talking. The Ran is having a machlokes between him and the Rajba, whether something is a suffix isser or a suffix mamet. Right? That's the machlokes, the Ran and the Rajba. The Rajba learns that all these cases are considered suffix isser. And the Ran is timing that that's not true. They're not considered suffix isser. They're considered suffix mamon.
Rabbi, the halacha of just clarity. I'm saying we say yesh yad, right? Doesn't that have to do with nedarim? I mean, this hilchas nedarim. Nedarim's isser. Right, a teilada has to do with tzedakah.
Nedarim is the case where we find it in yad, but now we're not by nedarim anymore. This has nothing to do with nedarim. It happens to be that it's in yad. It's first time it comes up is in nedarim. But so what? But now we're by kedushin. Now we're by stakah. Now we're by other things. So what doesn't?
Then maybe that's a teilada. That moment, of the iser.
You can't make up such as stars. Especially you see the Ran don't hold like you, otherwise then you just slugged up the Ran.
I'm just asking
okay, questions. Okay, so the answer is that that's not a good svara. The Ran don't hold you. Anyway, so you know, it's interesting is that the Gra by bringing in this Ran is basically saying that the machloikis between the Rush and the Rambam is revolving around the machlokes between the Ran and the Rajba, right? That's what I think is happening here, which means he's arguing with the Chemda Shleimo. Chemda Shleimo said that the machlokes revolved on whether Takfa Koim Motsiim or Eim Motsiim. And the Gra is saying it could be everybody can hold perhaps Takfa Koim Eim Motsiim, or that this is not a case of Takfa Koim, I don't know exactly. But halachically, it could be that you are, even if you have a full-fledged muksik, but the Rosh is Svara is because of Sabek Deraisa L'chumra. That's the Rosh is Svara. The Rosh is Svara is not because Takfa Koim Eim Motsiim Osam Miyado. Takfa Koim Motsiim Osam Miyado. The Rosh says the reason is because Sabek Deraisa L'chumra. So the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush, is this called the Sabek Deraisa L'chumra, or is this called the Maitza Mechavei Avaraya? And that is the machlokes around in the Rashba. Right? It's very beautiful. Right? In other words, by Yesh Yad is Staka. Over there, the person doesn't have a Takfa Koin Dika Muksik. He has a full-fledged 100% muksik. By Yesh Tad Estaka, the guy's mammy is muksik in the money. He's a marikama. He owns the money. It's 100% his money. Now he goes ahead. It's not another Takfa Koim. And now he goes ahead and he says, this Yesh Tad Estaka. According to the Rajba, we take it away from him. Why? Because Savik Darai Sil Chumra. So it's not because Takfa Koim is Eim Motsiim Eim Motsiim. There's no Takfa Koim. You have a full-fledged muksik.
Wait,
Rajba holds that the muktzeh loses to something deraisa l'chumra.
If the ani took it out, if the ani took it out and it was holding it, would we take it out?
Let's say the ani took it out. That's not the case. The case is the pashut case is the a person makes a yad is taka, and the ani did not take it. Comes along the Rashba and says the halacha is savik teku deraisa l'chumra. You have to give the money. So it means the Rashba holds that even when you're fighting again, when there's a full-fledged 100% muktzeh, because there's a din savik deraisa l'chumra, you have to give the money. That's what that's shot in the Rashba. Comes along the Ran and says, no. He says that when there's a shaita, when the Ran holds, that when something is simultaneously a suffix mamin and suffix iser, then the in other words, it sounds like the machlokes the Ran and the Rashba is that there are two principles: the suffix deraisa and a chumra, and suffix mamin. You go by the muktzeh. So what happens when those two principles collide? Means something you have a shayla, which is nogea simultaneously to mamin and iser. So the Rashba holds and the Ramban holds, and when they collide, the din of Safek, the Rice and the Chumrah wins out. And the Ran holds that when they collide, the din of Hamas and Mechaveh Faraya wins out. Right? That seems to be the Machlaikas. You could give a very, you know, without getting into the learning the Sugya, you could give a very easy explanation for the machlokes. The Ran might hold that Hamas Gavei Varaya is a beer. So if it's a beer, so it paskins a suffix iser also, because no one's going to say that suffix derais and chumra is a beer. I don't think anybody says that suffix derais and chumra is a beer. Suffix derais and chumra, it's a din that when you don't know, you got to be machmir. So if you learn Hamas Gavei Varaya is a beer, so then it makes loads of sense. It would help for the Paskin the Yisra too. And if, on the other hand, if you learn Hamos Kavei Vray is only on Haga, so then you could hear the Rashba's opinion that they but okay, so there's on Haga, but there's also on Haga that you gotta be Machmir. So that's, you know, you have no Brayra, you gotta be Machmir. So it could be that that's what the Machlaikas revolves around. I'm just making up.
Which is Iker, the Maman or the Yisra?
Well, I'm saying, but it could be the Havana and the Machlekes is that which is Iker. The Machlekes is whether Mukz is Moskav Evraya Birer or Anhaga. If it's Anhaga, so you got two opposite Hanagas, you got to be Machmer. If it's a Birer, so then the Birer would Mavire the Mum, the Suffolk is there also.
Uh-huh.
But it could be, in other words, if it's a Birer, so then the Birer should be Mavire, so you, the Suffolk is there. Have a Birer. Okay, I don't know. But anyway, so it's very, very
interesting. What does the Ran hold by Takfa Kain?
What?
What does the Ran hold by Takfa Kain? Does he hold at the Rambam?
That's what I'm saying. And it's the part is it has nothing to do with anything with Takfa Kain. Because that's the beauty of this sugya. The Ran's case has nothing to do with Takfa Kain.
Once you hold Takfa Kain.
I don't know, but I don't know and I don't care. That's the song, I don't know. Is the Ran's case is not a case of Takfa Kain. Takfa Kain is by its Fisa La'achar Shinoda La'safek. Right? That's what Takfa Kain is. The case of Nidarim is not a Tfisa La'achar Shinoda La'safek. So the case of Nidarim has nothing to do with Takfa Kain. There's nothing to do here with Takfa Kain, I don't think. The case of Suffolk Staka, Yad is Staka, is not Takfa Kain.
Yeah, but we compare Aveda, the Gra is comparing Aveda to this Din of the Ran.
That's right.
Right, so that means that he's holding that it is a case of
no, it means that the Gra is arguing with the Chemda Shlaimo. And it's only that the Aved is not a din of Takfa Kain. That's what I'm saying. That's what I think is shot. the Chemda Shlaimo said that the Chemda Shlaimo thought that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush was in Hilchos Takva Kaleh. But the Gra, which is not the Midame to this Ran, which has nothing to do with Takva Kaleh, because this is Tfisa Kodin Shinoda Asafik. Yeshayad is Taka is Tfisa Kodin Shinoda Asafik. This is the ultimate guy's muksik. He has the money. They have the money for the last 50 years. And then he makes a yad stakka. Huh? There's no takva kaw in here.
The heck of his chazaka say anything about the yad? Once we hold yesh yad, the tzad, the yesh yad, your muksik doesn't mean anything.
It's a suffix. We have
so
a suffix.
The mori kama doesn't mean anything. It doesn't show us anything.
Every time we have a suffix, if you owe the money, so your muksik and your mori kama says you get to keep the money. It's a suffix on money, but it's nothing to do with Takva Kohen. No shaykhis, nothing, not the slightest relevance. So what it means is that what the Gra is learning, and that's what it seems to me, is that even though it's a kasha, they're on the same page in our sheet, they are completely arguing with each other. Says, Cain died to Bechol Safek, I in Ram in Adarim. Now, again, I'm not sure. You have to do a little more research. But superficially, it sounds like, we should check the other Marmikimus of the Gra.
What's the first four words?
What?
I'm sorry to slow down. What does the first four words mean? Chain daita b'chol safek. Is that like the Ran says earlier that it didn't take you? Any safek, that's what we do, like safek the right. In other words, he's hold that not safek the right. When he says every safek, there's some kind of like logic to that. What does it mean?
Yeah, in other words, the question again would be if he holds like the Chemda Shlaimo or he holds like the Ran. If I only saw the Chemda Shlaimo, I would have read him Cain daita b'chol safek. That whenever there's a tfisa of Acher Shinoda Safek, we got the muksik wins. But once I read further in the Gra, where I read it is Kain Daito B'chol Safek, that whenever there's a Safek Mammon and Safek Isser, the Safek Mammon, the muksik wins. That's how I mean. B'chol Safek, every Safek, like the Ran, where there's like our case in we have a Safek. The Rush said something to Raisa and a Chumrah, because in our case, there's simultaneously a Safek Isser and a Safek Mammon. Came in on the Rush and he said something to Raisa and a Chumrah. So comes along the Rambam and says that by all Safek, we don't say Safek to Raisa and a Chumrah, but we say Amos Mechaveh of Araya. And that's what you see in the Ran.
I'm just saying, is it possible to say that he's saying that by every suffix, we take a go lakula? In other words, there's the rabbanon, whatever. Maybe it's not the rice, but
what?
You know, but every teku, we go bust the teku, we go lakula.
What does that mean?
It's not stam as a suffix, the rice, lachumra, the kadin. It's every suffix. We have a teku in the Gemara, and every suffix, bedin, we go that if he takes it, he can hold on to it till somebody else. It's a special
resolution. Nothing to do with mammon.
It's every time there's a taker, we go lakula. I don't know.
Why should there be such a din?
I have no idea. That's the Rambam Paskins. Every taker, this is what he says to do.
No. Why should there be such a din? There's a din of a subject that rises in a chumrah. I don't believe there's such a. He means, I would suspect he means like the Ran. He quotes the Ran that since there's a din of some moment, a motive of Evaraya. So that takes precedence. In other words, what it sounds like from the Ran, which is when you have two conflicting hashkafas that are in stira to each other. That's what Rabbi Meltzer said. Thus, when you have here in the Ran situation, there is a stira between two conflicting hashkafas. On one hand, we have hashkafa Safek Derais in the Chumrah. On the other hand, we have a hashkafa, Safek Mammon, the nitva wins, the muksik wins. So what happens when something is simultaneously a Safek Mammon and Safek Isser? So which hanhaga takes precedence? Does the hanhaga sabik deraisa the chumra take precedence? Or does the hanhaga of hamotka bevaraya take precedence? So this seems to be a machlekes of the Ran. Okay, we have to look at it inside. But it just in the superficially, the fact that the Gra quotes this Ran here means that he's totally disagreeing with the Chem de Shlaimo, right? Because the Chem de Shlaimo is learning that the Machlekes is a Shaila in Takva Kohen. He says the Farish quotes Takva Kohen. And the Gra is bringing a Ran, which has nothing to do with Takva Kohen. It's because there's a din that by in other words, they're really not arguing in Shah and the Rambam, they're arguing Shah and the Rush. It really comes out. Is
what does the Rush hold over there in Chulin?
I don't know. But what he's saying, in other words, the Rambam holds it's a Takfa Koim Emotsimosomiyado, means it's a good muksik. And he holds like the Ran, that a muksik beats Safik Derayis in the Chumrah. The Shaida is, what's the Rush Ishita? Is the Rush because the Chem de Shlaimo is saying the Rush Ishita is because it's not a good muksik? The Gra is saying that the Rush Ishita is, it is a good muksik, but it loses to the din of Safik Derayis in the Chumrah. Just like the Rajma and the Ramban. Right? So they're really arguing. Now, they're not really arguing Shah in the Rambam. They're arguing Shah in the Rush. Why does the Rush argue with the Rambam? Does the Rush argue because, according to the Chem de Shlaimo, the Rush argues because he holds it's not a good muksik? But according to the Gra, the Rush is arguing because he holds
Is there machlokes about Safik Mamon?
No, everybody agrees that by Safik Mamon, we say Hamotzim Chaver V'Raya. No one disagrees with such a thing.
So why are they saying the Golo Chumrah? Because there's an Isra involved?
Where?
The Ramban, all that.
Yeah, because over there, there's an Isser. Yeah. Because Staka, there's an Isser. There's a special Isser. If you're Chayef to give Staka and you don't give Staka, you're over an Isser Neder. Like you made a Neder. When you say, I'm giving Staka, it's considered like a Hochus Neder. Now, if you don't actually give it, you're over, I'm being over on a Neder. Same thing by Peah, there's an Isser, not taking Peah. It's not just a question of moment.
But why should that force money out of my pocket? Because I'm over an Aveira of Isser. It shouldn't force money out of my pocket.
Because the Hanha, it's a very logical thing. The Ramban and the Rashba are saying that if you learn that everything is Hanhagas, so it makes a lot of sense. Safik Derayis El Chumra says that since Safik Isser is poison, so you can't take a chance, right? That's Pashup Shat. So misafik, you gotta be machmer. Hamos mechaveh v'raya says that, listen, I'm a man that covered a keva yelch lebeyasya. I don't have a problem, so I can keep it. But now you do have a problem because it might be poison. So it's very logical. The Ramban and the Rashba, they usually say hamos mechaveh v'raya because, listen, why I got it? Why do I care? Why should I do anything? But not if it's a specific poison. How can you keep it if it's something poison? It's very, very, the Ramban, the Rashba, I care, the Pashtas. Mosgavim Raya just says, man, the covenant came again of the Be'asya. I have no problem. I have no reason to give it to you. Why should I give it to you? But something derais in the Chumra says, you do have a reason to give it to him. You don't want to be over on poison. You don't want to take a chance maybe being over on poison. How can you risk it? So you got to give it to the guy. If you don't give this staka, you might be over in Aveira. So of course, you got to give it. That's Ramban Rashba. I said that it could be, this is Chiddushik, that the Ran holds, like the Shev Shemaitza, that a Muslim of Erai is not just an Haga, a Mandikov they gave her, but it's a Beerer. Okay, then I would already explain, but that's not, the Pashas is not like the Shev Shemaitza. You know, Pashas is the Pashib Shad and Mandikov and Ekeva is only a Hanhaga. That, you know, that I don't, you know, the words, I have no problem. You got a problem. The person who has a problem goes to the doctor. So that logically should lose to Amoitzim to Suffolk, the Rice, and the Chumrah.
So the Ron in this shtickle is not trying to prove Suffolk. He keeps saying Suffolk money, Maman Lakula, Suffolk Maman Lakula. Later on, I guess in the wide lines, he says that's his real Shiloh Rebbe saying is the Sveika Suffolk Aniyim when it combines or collides with the Suffolk Maman. With the Suffolk Maman Lenitva is not a question. Everybody agrees Suffolk Maman Lenitva. Yes. The only question is when does an Isser involved? Where does the Isser play on the Suffolk Maman?
When the Suffolk Maman, when you have two things at the same time, Suffolk Maman and Suffolk Isser, it's a very interesting Shiloh. It's a very interesting shayla. We have a principle, Safek Mamin Lekula, and Safek Isser Lechumra. So what happens, and those are pashas, both hanhagas. So what happens when they collide?
What's this concept of Cheskes Chiyuv that he bring in?
Cheskes Chiyuv is a chazaka.
Yeah, so he's saying the fact that the guy owes money to the aniyim is called the Cheskes Chiyuv.
Wait, but... The Gemara, he makes a diak that you need a fact that there's a cheskes chiyuv for lav hachi.
Right.
There was a case over there. There was a cheskes chiyuv.
You say mom and paskins.
So the cheskes chiyuv and Gemara says para becheskes pture kaima kama cheskes chiyuv kaima. So then the cheskes chiyuv paskins. So okay, that's fine. Cheskes chiyuv always paskins for lav hachi. But if there wouldn't be a cheskes chiyuv, you'd be potter. In our case, there's no cheskes chiyuv. The Ron's shayla is in a case when there is no cheskes chiyuv.
Ah, okay.
He's making a diak from the Gemara in Chulin, which I offhand do not know what the diak is, that it's only because there's a cheskes chiyuv that you're chayiv. But if there wouldn't be a cheskes chiyuv, you wouldn't be chayiv. So the Ron is proving that without a cheskes chiyuv, you're potter. It's Suffolk Deraisa Lechumra. Teretz is Suffolk Deraisa Lechumra loses to Chamos Chavero out of Araya.
Do we care that the Rambam Shita is that it's Suffolk Deraisa Lechumra is actually not Lechumra? It's only Midrabanan. So by Mama, we wouldn't follow the same logic as the Isser?
I don't think we care. Because the Maisa, I don't know if it makes a difference. It's still, there's a Stira between these two principles. We have a principle called Suffolk Deraisa Lechumra, whether it's Rabbanan or Deraisa, I don't know, it makes a difference. And we have a principle called Chametz Chaver V'Raya. Now what happens when they conflict?
It's easier if you say the Isser is only the Rabbanan to go Lechumra, so then Lagabi the Isser makes more sense than Lagabi the Mammon. The Mammon they wouldn't take out to be Moitzian if it's not the Deraisa. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's different.
Maybe. Maybe, but I don't know.
I don't think
we want to make say that because the Ron sheet there probably is that Suffolk Deraisa is a Chumami Deraisa. So you're going to start making, you know, you're going to make start seeing, you're going to miss up the sheetas. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just to clarify, we're saying that it's fake of the Mamana Lakula. We're not touching at all on the Quintus Sveka's question, why isn't every Suffolk Momo and also Suffolk Isser. That we're not touching.
We're probably going to have to touch on that at some point, but we're not touching on it. We didn't mention a word about it today.
Right, but right reason, now,
for some reason, we're assuming that Suffolk Momo does not have Suffolk. A normal Suffolk, a multiple variety, does not have Isser.
Great, good.
Okay, but right. the Shaila and the Ron knows that too. And the Ron Shaila is, but now, we have an unusual case. We have a case where there is an Isser. Right? That's why the Ron doesn't bring a riot from every Suffolk. Otherwise, the Ron shouldn't have had to go anywhere. He could have just said, every case is Suffolk Mum, and there's also a Suffolk Isser. He should have slugged up the Ramban from there. Obviously, they all know the answer to the Kutras of Sveikas is Kasha. And that's by definition the Ramban. And because Ramban is saying, that when there's a Safek Isser, we go to Chumrah. Aye, why don't we do about the Safek Gazel? So that's not called Safek Isser. Why not? I don't know why not. Right? I don't know. So that everybody has some answer to answer Kuntzefekis' question. But the okay, so there's basically.
Would you do the second wide line? Sorry, the second wide line that Rebbe read?
The second wide line of the rhyme?
Yes. It says the Suffolk.
Let me get up back into it.
I'm sorry.
It's just Shemuya. Hacha Pai Bechaskas Penuya Ptura Kaima. Kama Bechaskas Chiyav Kaima. So the Gemara had a stira, and the Gemara answers Kama Bechaskas Chiyav Kaima. So Alma. So this I never understood. I remember years and years ago, I never understood how in the where world did the Ran make such a diak, because the Gemara says both. So who tells the Ran which half to make a diak on? It says, why did the Gemara need Kama Becheskes Chiyav? Well, why don't they ask the other way? Why did the Gemara need Para Becheskes Ptura? You know, I don't know. I never understood this line, but okay. But he makes a diak. The fact that the Gemara says Kama Becheskes Chiyav means the case over there was you had a field, and the field has a Becheskes Chiyav of Chayav in Leket Shikapay or whatever. And now you find in an ant hole, you find full of grain, and you're wondering whether the ants gather this from the Kama, from the Peah. From four was given after, so there's a cheskes chiyuv, barely. So the Mara says there's a cheskes chiyuv, and that's why it's aser. Alma, taima the becheskes chiyuv. The reason why it's aser, you're mechuyev to give it to the aniyim is cheskes chiyuv. Kolav alchi safek pater. I the imis, and if the Rabban is right. That when there's a stira between the din of Safek Mosim Chaver Faraya and Safek Isker, then the din of Mosim Chaver Faraya wins. Because Safek Maman Aniyim, Avne Safek, I said it backwards. The diag is the Cheskin, Halavachi Safek Pater. So Halavachi Safek Pater, which is against the Ramban. But if you say like the Ramban, that whenever there's a Safek Mamet and also Safek Isser, we say Safek Derais in Chumrah. So Lamed Eishnu Yachi, why do you have to bring in the Cheskes Chiyuv? Even without the Cheskes Chiyuv, the din is you have to be Machmer al Safek Derais in Chumrah. Right? To Hosam Nami, Akshalei Rabbaya. All right, Isa the Becheskes Ptura. Okay, this I didn't read this yet. Tanan Gerish and his Geir Safek Chayiv. The Amr Elai Safek Isura the Chumra Safek Mayna Kula. Okay, I don't remember this piece of the Gemara. I'm sorry. Where there said Gershon is Geyer, Hosna Yishen Abaya Reis Isa the Becheskes Ptura, the Tanan Gershon is Geyer, the Savek Chayim Amrei Savek Yisrael Lechumra Savek Memayna Kula. Okay, in other words, Abaya. What did Abaya hold? I don't remember what Abaya held. I have to read over to look at the Gemara in Chudin. Why did Abaya hold? Where's Abaya?
The wide lines of the Gemara.
Toward the bottom of the page there.
I'm going to Abaya, Re'isa, Nasis, Ashes, Geyer, Pater, Menachawa. Okay. Bread, if an Ani made bread before he was Megayer, he's Pater Melachayer. Chalav. He's just Gayer. Chayev. And if he's Mitzvah Gayer, it's Chayev. Safek Chayev. So if an Ani, if a Ger, we have a Safek, if the bread was made before in the Gayer, after in the Gayer. So he's Pater Melachayev. So he's asking, so what's the difference between here And the case of Safek Ger Shnus Gayer, and Parash, in other words, here we have a Safek Matnis Aniyim, and we're Machmer, and by Isa we're Meiko. What's that supposed to mean? That chawa is a safek iser, and over here it's not a safek iser, a safek mamin. I don't exactly know why is this called a safek mamin. This is called not called a chawa is not called a safek mamin. It's only called a safek iser.
It's matnas kahuna.
Wait, chawa.
Yeah.
And what about the case of the Mishnah that's not called the Safek Isser? I don't get it. That I don't really.
Which case?
The Mishnah's case was Gersh and his Geyer. And regretfully, my Gemara has chopped off the photocopy. Gersh and his Geyer, and it was Hoyedo Parash Mishkata. Ashen on his Geyer Potter. Mishgayer Chayef, Safek Potter. So Safek is Potter. So in the Mishnah's din, we give it a din of Safek Mamin. So why Abaya's Kasha was, why is this different than Chawa, where we say we're Machmer? So his answer is that this is Safek Isser and this is Safek Mamin. I'm just not clear what's the answer. Why is Chawa Safek Isser and this is Safek Mamin? I guess because there's an iser.
Cheskes chiyuv, right? There's a cheskes chiyuv. This is like
not cheskes chiyuv. No, because probably there's an iser on the bread. You're probably not allowed to eat the bread. I mean, if you didn't take challah, you're not allowed to eat the bread.
No, that's misvadei
that,
shemayim.
Okay, that would be them shot. Is that true? If you make bread and you don't take challah, the bread's iser.
Sure.
I just don't remember. Then that would make sense. So this would be a suffix. Yes, in other words, by the para, it's only a shayla of mamet. The question is, this piece of the meat, who owns these parts of the animal? So it's a shayla of suffix mamet. But by chawa, it's a shayla of suffix iser. So that's what the Mara says. I'm going to suffix iser l'chumra. In other words, so that's a Gemara. So the Ran is saying that Bimisa, the Savek Aniya, Mikme Savek Isura, Bimisa, the Savek Aniya, Mikme Savek Isura, Bahu Piruka Gufa, I must say, they had to give me a right? That's almost like the same ride they said before. Once Rava goes ahead and says to Abaya that there's a difference between Safek Isser and Safek Mamin, so he should have, and that explains how is Safek Isser. It's just a repeat of the same Raya, basically, but it's just a stronger, as his kasha was, the Gemara asked the Astira between two cases, between the case of the animal, which is a soft shot of Suffolk mammon, because madness on the end, that's just a mammonistic thing, that there's a fee of mammon that you have to give the Kohen, and the Kohen has a right to these parts of the animal, so that's a mammonistic chiyuv. And they ask from Leket Shikun Peah, which is Suffolk Isser. So the so he has two, it's basically the same Rakasha. According to the Rashba, the Gemara should have just answered that Safek Leka Shikun Peah is Safek Isser. And Safek Isser, we go to Chumra. And he says, Gufa first, so why did the Gemara need to bring in Chazaka? And second of all, that's Gufa, what the Gemara says later. that there's a din between Safek Isser and Safek Mamon. So again, so why? It's the same question, just stronger, because it's Minei Bay and the Gemara there. So why did the Gemara have to make a chinuch? Because here there's a chazaka and here there's a different chazaka. Say the exact same thing that you're saying before, that by Matnes Kahuna is definitely not Isser, because there's no Isser on the Behema. Right? That's why today the minig is, I don't think we give Mat a many very often. We don't give Matnes Kahuna because we sell the Kohen. We don't know for sure you're a Kohen. I don't know if that's the only reason, but that could be one of the reasons. But it's a mominous tikadin. It's like by Meiser. We don't give Meiser to the Levi. We just mafresh. We don't have to actually give it to the Levi because it's a mominous tikadin. And it's a Motzkaveveraya. So Matnes Kahuna of the animal is a mominous tikadin. But Sheleka Shikapeya, according to the Ramban, should be an Isser Dikadin, just like Truma, you know, Achada is an Isser Dikadin. So we should say Savik Dera Isser Dikumba. So what you see here is that when you have a Shaila of Isser and Mammon simultaneously, it's considered a Mammonistic Shaila, not an Isser Shaila, whatever. That's Iran's Raya.
Right. I just, my question is, if he seems, the Duran seems to be very local, not like Rebbe's saying. He seems to be very local in the dinas of this, of Mikre's, it says, Sofek Aniyim, Mamayin Aniyim. It's like a local, he's trying everything in the Aniyim. Doesn't sound like it's a Kol Hashas Shaila of Mamayin and Isser. It sounds like, what do we call this Mamayin, right? Sofek Mamayin, Sofek Mamayin Aniyim. And he keeps on stressing that. I'm saying that that's because it happens to be here. Rebbe's saying it's a close to a child all over Shas when these two things.
No, I mean the Gra is applying it to a Shaila of Safek with nothing to do with Aniyim. Our case is a Safek of Hashavas Aveda, right? So the Gra, it's not me. Don't blame this on me. The Gra, maybe you're right. If I wouldn't have had the Gra, I might agree with you. But the Gra goes ahead and is applying it to Safek of, you know, to when there's an Isser of Shabbos Aveda, right? So that's what the Gra is applying it to. So the Gra is making a cloud out of this.
Okay. The Gra seems to be very, very specific.
What it probably pays to do is, first of all, we're assuming that the Gra is arguing that the Chem de Shleimo. It might pay to look up the other things that the Gra is quoting, right? The Gra quotes Iran. He quotes Lekamin Sif Yud with Hagosham. He quotes Arush. Right, so. Lekamin Sif Yud. What's Lekamin Sif Yud? And that's such a Bimnana Magosham. This a big piece.
It sounds like he's talking about Boy Deloivshita. Rebbe doesn't like that. He's talking about the Stamadoya Din in a Boy Deloivshita. Every Sufi, Rebbe doesn't like that for some reason. I don't know. It sounds like he's trying to say that this is a Shita and every Boy Deloivshita, this is what we do. I don't know.
But the case of the Ran was not a boy de Ifshitas. Again, the Ran's case, that would be fine, but that's not what the bringing in the Ran, as the Ran's bringing it in, the Ran's comparing to Chulin, there's no a boy de Ifshita over there. Over there, it's a Suffolk and Metzias.
The Kol Teiku, the Ran does say, the Kol Teiku di Yisur L'chumra, right? I'm taking the Ramban.
It's not because of the Ran who brings Chulin, right? The Ran who brings the Gemara in Chulin, because there's no Tekus over there.
Because he's just showing what it's called. That's what he's saying. How can we call it a Suffolk, the Suffolk Isura? How can the Ramban say they're called the Tekus? It's a regular case of Suffolk Isur, right? I thought the Ramban is saying that when we have a Suffolk, that's called a Suffolk Isur, Suffolk Lachumra. It's a special din in the Isur. He says this is not Isser, this is Mama. We wouldn't call it.
The Machlekes, the Ramban, and the Ran is whether this is Isser or Mammon. not because it's teiko. You want to say that even the Ramban would only say his din if it's teiko.
I was just saying the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon that the Gra was saying that this is the Rambam shita whenever it comes to a din, this kind of thing. That's all I was trying to say. That's the steamest lashon of Gra. I wasn't saying more of that. I don't know. I'm saying
okay, but the bringing it once he brings in, he's saying that the Rambam holds like the Ran, right? I believe so. And the Ran is not by teiko because the Ran is even not by a teiko. Because the Ran is bringing from Chulin, which has nothing to do with teiko. Okay, what we should do, you know, we should look over this Gemara and Chulin. I want to do the Gemara and Chulin inside. We didn't do it. We smeared it today. So I like to look at the Gemara and Chulin inside. And I like to look at the Ran a little better. But what it seems, what we're concluding superficially, I think, and unless I haven't heard anyone disagree with me, so it's even Shmuel didn't agree with me. That the fact that the Gra quotes this Ran means that he's arguing with the Chemda Shlaimo. And that's what it seems to me, is that the Chemda Shlaimo is learning that the issue here is revolving around whether Tukfa Goyim Motziim or Ein Motziim. And the Rosh Hashita is because the Tfisa is an invalid Tfisa. So there is no Muktzik here. So of course you don't say something to Raisa. Of course you don't say Hamotzik Haraya because your Muktzik is an invalid Muktzik. Since your Muktzik is an invalid Muktzik, according to the Chemda Shlomo, this Arsugya has nothing to do with the Machlekes Ran and the Rashba. Because the Machlekes Ran and the Rashba is when you have a fight between a Muktzik and an Isser. But in our case, according to the Rush, since it's Tukva Koe Motziim Oso Miyado, so your muksik is not a valid muksik. So of course the Rush is right that you say something derais in a chumra. So the Chemda Shlomo is saying that this sugya is totally on the sugya Tukva Koe. For some reason, I don't know why, the Rambam seemingly is not learning that it's totally on the sugya Tukva Koe. He seems to be assuming that everybody agrees that this is a good muksik. But the shaila is whether a good muksik loses to a something deraisa lechumra or not, right? So it's two completely different havanas, in both very, very, very important shas machlekas, but they're two totally different havanas. Okay, I would like to, forget it.